Probably one of my favorite books in the New Testament is 1 John. I love it because he spends the predominant amount of his writing there talking about Jesus Christ, about teaching that he is real, and that he came and he died for each of us. You know, in chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, John says, "Behold." You know, take a moment to look, in other words. "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." You know, it reminds me of, as we talked about on Sunday morning in our class, as God is talking to Job and he decides to show Job the behemoth and show Job the Leviathan. And God says, "Behold, behold the behemoth. Behold the Leviathan. I want you to look at it, Job." John is saying, I want you to look. I want you to take time, and each of us need to take time to behold the manner of love that God has bestowed upon us. What incredible love it was that he sent his only begotten Son. Sometimes we can quote John 3:16, and it's so easy and it flows quickly off the tongue. And yet, do we take the time? Do we really take the time to understand the import of what that verse says? That God so loved us that he gave his Son. That he gave an intimate part of himself for one reason, one reason only. That I could be his son. That you could be his son or a daughter to him. What incredible love that is. And we need to take a moment every day and open up our Bibles and behold the manner of love that God has bestowed upon us, that we have the ability to be called the sons of God. Listen to what else he says as he goes on. He says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, and such we are." Did you wake up this morning and thank God that you were a son of God? Because we are children of God today. If you have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have been born again of the water and the Spirit, as Jesus said in John chapter 3, and you are a child of God. We should thank God every day for that. There is no greater honor, no greater title, no greater thing that we will ever be in this life than that. But such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. See, now, when we are a child of God, we are like our Father. See, John 8 says, Jesus tells the Pharisees there, he says, "You are the children of your father. You do exactly, a child does what his father does. Abraham, you say Abraham's your father, do as Abraham did," Jesus said. He said, "You're trying to kill me. And that's not something Abraham would have done. So you're not Abraham's children." He says, "I know whose children you are." Jesus told the Pharisees, "You're the devil's, because he's the father of lies." But see, when we are like our Father, the world doesn't know us, because the world doesn't recognize our Father. They don't know our Father, and they don't want our Father. Many have rejected him outright. Jesus said that if the world hates you, do not be surprised. Because if you were of the world, they'd love you. But because you're not, they're going to hate you. So the world does not know us because we are his children. But the world also, we need to understand, as we compare the two, the world does not love us. The world does not love us with the love that God has loved us with. He says, "Beloved," in verse 2, "now we are the children of God. And it has not appeared what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is." You know, we do not know all the great blessings that God has in store for us, do we? It is beyond our imagination as we begin to think about how wonderful heaven can be. It is beyond us. When I think about the glorified body I will have, I hope God gives me the skinny Nathan body. You know, I always wonder that. Will I be the fat Nathan or the skinny Nathan? Whatever I will be, won't it be grand? Because I will be just like my Lord. I will be glorified in that body that I will have in that day. And all that God has in store for His children, all that He wants to give His children, all that we can't even begin to comprehend tonight or in the entirety of our lives, we will have. What a great day it will be. You know, when we think about those things, it is the reason we do what we do. The reason why we live the life we live. Listen to verse 3. And everyone who has this hope. What hope, Nathan? The hope of being a child of God. The hope of all that God will give us one day. Everyone who has this hope fixed on Him, fixed on who? Jesus Christ, purifies himself just as He is pure. Tonight, if you want that hope, if you want to know the fullness of the love of God that can make you His child tonight, you need to purify yourself. How do you do that? You do that by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believing on Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins, choosing in that repentance to live a new life, a different life, renewing your mind, changing the way you think and changing the way you act. Confessing Jesus as the Son of God and being purified by forgiveness in the watery grave of baptism. Raising up as a child of God. And able to look in the mirror in the morning and go, I am a child of God. What love I know from my Father. If you're a child of God tonight, maybe you forgot how great it is. What manner of love has been bestowed upon you tonight that you are a child of God. Remember it and let it drive you in every moment of your day that you might live worthy of it. If we can assist you in living better for God tonight or coming to God tonight, won't you let us? As together we stand, as we sing.